Blog Talk Radio.
What if the American people woke up and understood that the official reasons for going to war are almost always based on lies and promoted by war propaganda in order to serve special interests? What if we as a nation came to realize that the quest for empire eventually destroys all great nations? What if the American people learned the truth?
The FBI has foiled about 17 plots to kill Americans during the past 10 years. What it will not tell you is that there have been 20 foiled plots, and of them, three were interrupted by members of the public. The 17 that were interrupted by the feds were created by the feds. Why do we pay the government to trick us into believing it is keeping us safe? What if a government that manipulated us could be fired? What if a government that lacked the true and knowing consent of the governed could be dismissed? What if it were possible to have a real game changer? What if we need a Ron Paul to preserve and protect our freedoms from the government? What if we can make elections matter again? What if you could love your country but hate what the government has done to it? What if sometimes to love your country you had to alter or abolish the government? What if Jefferson was right? What if that government is best which governs least? What if I'm right? What if the government is wrong? What if it is dangerous to be right when the government is wrong? What if it is better to perish fighting for freedom than to live as a slave? What if freedom's greatest hour of danger is now?
It's critical that every citizen of this country rise up and do something, because the day of reckoning is at hand and time is running out.
Unless we do something, we're going to get the government that we deserve.
How did you let this happen? Wake up out there. You know, it's your children. Don't you care? Look what these people are doing to you.
There are 200 million adults in this country. Why we are letting them get away with what they are? Why we're not marching in the streets?
Do everything in your power to restore freedom and your individuality back to America. Stop being a country run by the institutions for the institutions. Let's go back to we the people, by the people, for the people.
You have to stop being scared. You have to stand up and do what's necessary to take back, to stop these bankers, these elite, this government full of lies, congressmen full of liars.
And the Federal Reserve. And the fractional banking system.
And the Fed.
Elect Ron Paul and the war.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Don't give yourselves to brutes, men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your life.
Okay, everybody, Joseph Gibson here, podcasting. Understanding the times in which we live today. Phone number 657-383-0616. What do you people want to do? That was a pretty good intro there. I played that over the years, actually. You know, it's back from the Ron Paul era. Actually, met Ron Paul several times, actually, in meetings. I remember the old Republic days. Hopefully we have some people on here from the Republic and can explain what the Republic is about. And joining the Republic and supporting the Republic and understand that the Republic is there and it has been restored. However, the fact of the matter is the people out there have to take it back. They have to take it and accept it, and we have to enjoy the Republic and understand the Republic and fight for the Republic. You know, this corporation that we have, you know, we can get into all that, but I want to know how the people out there are fed up, because we, you know, we don't want to go above, I guess you could say, the plane that we shouldn't be talking on. We need to go a little bit below and talk to the people out there that are fed up, that are starting to wake up, or some of the people out there who have been affected by this criminal, these criminal institutions. For instance, CPS, that's one of them. The courts I have in my life. Those of you out there who know me, I've been affected by the court system. Big problems in my life. You know why? I don't know. The good Lord puts us there for a reason, and we either wake up or we just, you know, evil flourishes when good men do nothing. Are we the good people out there that need to do something to wake those up around us? I don't know at all. And neither does anyone that's going to call in tonight. However, all of us have our part and can do our part. And that's what the Republic is about also. And that's what our real government is about. That's what our real government was founded upon. Okay? okay? We all are part of this government. But we've lost our way throughout history, whether it be through greed, selfishness, immorality, whatever it may be, the many different problems that we focus like a laser beam on, okay? We have to start someplace. So what I'm going to do here tonight is I'm going to start with, we're going to take some callers here. Some people, I had one person on my social media there. They confiscated her truck today, I think it was. I'm hoping she'd call in there. I think she's from Minnesota. And tell her story there. That would be great. And then I contacted someone else there. I don't know the person's name. This will probably be a first-time caller. Then I contacted my friend from Colorado, Governor Carpenter. Okay, and maybe he can, from the free state of Colorado, that would be great to get him on here tonight. Maybe he can give us some information about the Republic and let us know what's going on. And if you know Mr. Carpenter and understand this podcast, he has stated many things, has come on this podcast, has said many things that have come to fruition, that has come true, okay? We can go all the way back to Obama, and Mr. Carpenter was on here, and he told you what was going to happen. I mean, not all things happened the way he said they were going to, but that's because there's people out there fighting against it, and they change it. You know, we can always have an awakening in this country and change the things that we're seeing and feeling and going through. And that's why we're here tonight, to do that, understand the times in which we live today. So I'll take the first caller here. Hopefully this is the first caller here that I did contact on the social media platform, and we'll see what this caller wants to talk about. I did invite this guy, so hopefully this isn't the individual. All right, area code 425. I kicked off 7 private callers because I don't want crank callers. And if you're going to call into the show, I'm going to do my best to screen callers here tonight. So we don't want to take away from the mood or this or God or our republic here tonight. So let's take our first caller here. 425, go ahead.
Hi.
You're unmuted.
I'm unmuted.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, my name's Cynthia. I'm here in the great state of Texas. I'm dealing with a lot of CPS corruption, police corruption, correctional corruption. And just quite frankly, I'm really, really fed up with it. Nobody will do any. Contacted everybody and anybody I can think of. It seems like the government's scared of CPS because anytime you call them to try to get them to do something about their own people, they won't do anything. They have my kids in custody under false pretenses. They're trying to indict my husband under false pretenses with no evidence. I was, you know, treated very foully in jail because I was trying to protect my husband and my children. And I was stuck in a chair for 4.5 hours. I now have bruises and tissue damage and possible nerve damage from how tight everything was. I was left in my own urine like an animal in a corner in the same chair. I'm so tired of it, and nobody will answer to, you know, how these people are acting, because law enforcement's supposed to be there to protect you, but yet they come into your home illegally with no search warrant, no anything, and just come in and take control of everything in your life. And it's not right. CPS comes in and takes your children. They don't give you due process. They don't have no reasons to, but yet they tell you you have parental rights. Well, where's your parental rights if somebody can just come in and take them? Where's your constitutional rights if somebody can just come in and stomp all over it? I mean, it don't make sense to me. I'm done with it. And I want to take a stand and I want to fight this and do whatever I can to make a difference.
Well, that's exactly why we were doing this podcast here, is that hopefully the governor will call in here tonight, and he'll tell you how you can take a stand and what you can do and do things lawfully. You know, now you see what's going on around the country where you see these riots and everything, and a lot of people, you know, you see why a lot of this stuff is growing is because of the sentiment that, like you have, is that people are just fed up. A lot of people are saying, you know, well, I'm really against that, but in a way I'm not. I kind of like it. You know, I'm fed up. You know, that's what a lot of people are saying.
Exactly. Yeah,
you know, and
you're absolutely
and,
right. I mean, for the longest time, like, I had this, you know, I was like, what are these people doing? You know, they're going around rioting, destroying things. And then when I had my first instance of, I call it police brutality because I don't care if it's corrections. They're all law enforcement. They work for law enforcement. And when I had, when I experienced it for myself, I was like, now I see. Now I see why they're so angry. And it just, it kind of brings to light everything that's going around, going on around you. You know, you start understanding why people are doing what they're doing. It's because, it's out of anger and frustration because our government's not doing anything about anything. So
well,
they're too
really,
worried
but
about.
Really, yeah, well, they're not supposed to. Well, you see, that's the thing, though, is we're relying on government, and we the people should not do that. You know, we the people are the government. You know, and that's the thing, is we rely on these people to represent us, the government. You know, and really, we're not. You know, we're going to get into that actually, hopefully, and hopefully the governor will call in. I do have. I want to keep stay on the phone with me. Don't hang up. Because that's a good call right here I got. But I want to bring on another female here from Minnesota. I did ask her to come on, Sarah, and she's probably going to tell another story of our intrusive government way out of bounds. So, Sarah, go ahead.
Hi, guys. How are you tonight?
Hey, how you doing?
Well, I'm not that great, actually. Not that great at all. I am so disappointed in Rochester, Minnesota. I really am disappointed in this town. If it wasn't for my good friends that I have here, I don't think I'd ever come back here. I went to, everybody wears a mask here. Everybody. And it they don't need to. It's just dumb. And then, I don't know, I'm sorry, I'm really frustrated at the moment. So I just got my truck towed. They had no signs up. I went to see a friend, and it's right around the corner, so I'm assuming they have a contract with the apartment building. $300. It's been in there an hour.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
You say $300? Well, I mean, what? It's been $300 an hour, or is it $300 just for the tow?
Just for the tow, yeah. It's only been there an hour.
Oh, okay. I was going to say $300 an hour. Yeah. Good Lord.
Yep. It's right around the corner. They had no signs up saying that we had to have a visitor pass. Nothing. I'm like, are you kidding me? I went to leave, and my truck was gone. I was like, yeah. So,
God.
I'm a little frustrated.
How'd you find your truck? I mean, did they give you a reason why it was confiscated?
The place that told us said they have some kind of contract with it. Yeah, that I didn't have a sticker in the window, and there's no place that it says it on the building stuff. There's no place that you have to get a sticker or what to do. So.
Oh,
and
so if I'm coming
before.
To visit you, let's just say if I drive out there to come see you, and yeah, Joe, come on over, yeah, and, you know, I'm from Hawaii or whatever, you know, and I rented a car at the airport, and I'm coming, I don't have a sticker on my windshield, they're going to confiscate my car.
Pretty much, yep.
Right, if I pull up in front of your house.
Right, well, it was an apartment building. It's got a good-sized lot, it wasn't full, it wasn't like I was parked in anybody's place. You know, that it was depriving of somebody to live there, their parking spot. It wasn't like that either. I mean, they had no signs out.
Yeah, you weren't blocking
anywhere.
A fire hydrant or something like that. You weren't, you know, double parked, or you weren't like just pulled up on the curb and, you know, blocking the sidewalk. You were just regularly parked, and they just, because you didn't have a sticker, and, you know, there's
right.
nothing warning you, you should have a sticker. And they just decided, let's take this car, hook it up. And they took it to their little storage room area there. Parked it, and then you found out that it was there, and they said $300 if you want it back, ma'am. That's right. Is that how it went?
Pretty much, yep.
Unreal.
I got till midnight, and then tomorrow will be $65.
You got till midnight. What happens at midnight? What happens? Vampires come out? I mean, that's what I would have said. What happens? The pumpkin starts glowing. What do you mean by I got until midnight? Well, what's that mean?
After midnight, it's $65 more.
Why? What's so special about midnight? Hey, let's call this place. Why don't you give me their phone number and I'll call them? How about that? Hey, I'll put them on the spot, man. I'll put them on the spot right now. You know, I'll call them and say, "Hey, my car got towed." I won't say you. I won't get you in trouble. I'll just say my car got towed. You know what I mean? And I'll just say, what's going on here? And I'll start grilling them these questions. You know, midnight, $65. What the heck's going on here? You know? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Gotta find the number for Jim.
Yeah, you find the number. But Texas, I got somebody on from Texas, and I'm hopefully the governor. I think, Sarah, you've been on here before when the governor's been on. Governor from Colorado. I think you've actually asked some questions before. Yeah, the governor of the Republic. Hopefully he'll press number one and join us. I don't know. I don't see his number on the call screen. Hopefully he'll press the number one, get on here, and maybe talk about the Republican, maybe give you guys a little bit of advice, maybe. We got a caller from Texas, caller from Minnesota, so I don't want to get too many people from too many different states on here because then we start talking over each other. I'm in North Carolina, so I think we're kind of covering most of the country here in the area. But Texas, now, Texas has got a serious problem. They didn't take her car. They took her kids. So can you give us a little bit, a little background information on that?
Yes. So it started because my daughter got disrespectful and my husband popped my daughter in the mouth because she was being disrespectful. Well, the police got called and they said that they have to call CPS in those situations. So CPS shows up the couple of days later and my sister calls in the next day because I have a crazy sister. And she said that was trying to say that my husband was doing this and that and the other to my daughter. And my daughter denied all the allegations, so they were going to close the case. They ghosted me for a whole month and then show up March 17th saying that new allegations came in from the same person. And now they're saying, and then they were saying that my daughter made an outcry, which come to find out wasn't true. And so they tried to take my kids. I refused. So they ghosted me another 30 days, show up on my doorstep April 3rd. They claim that they had a court order, but they never showed it to me. They had 10 cops on my property, 10 cops.
Oh, my gosh.
And they were trying to intimidate me to hand my children over to them. And I refused. I'm like, you don't have any reason
Good
to take
you.
My children. You don't have court
Good
order, anything. And they kept saying, no, we have a court order. Well, I refused them. So they went and got a so-called writ. They come back 30 minutes later. 8 cops and 2 CPS workers pushed through my door and took my children. So they handed the court order and the writ to my husband's nephew after they removed the children. And while I was in being seen by emergency services because I got overwhelmed and I collapsed.
Wait a second. They
stormtrooped
your house. They stormtrooped your house, slammed you to the ground, probably roughed you up. Where was your husband? What happened to him?
They didn't do anything to him. They didn't do anything to him at all. He wasn't there at the time when they did that at the moment.
Okay.
He showed up a little later, so he didn't get to actually witness that part.
So they waited like cowards. They waited until the man left the house, and that's when they were probably watching your house. They waited until he left. And they said, okay, we got the women there, so here we come, and they stormtrooped your house then, correct?
Exactly, yes. Mm-hmm. So now that my kids are in custody, they're saying that my daughter's now saying that the allegations are true. Well, of course she is. Y'all manipulated her. They bribed her. You know, I'm sure she's living with a rich family who lets her do what she wants. She's got videos of herself. She's 15. She's got videos of herself with shorts that show half of her butt, shirts that show half of her boobs. Does what she wants when she wants.
And that's perfect for a 15-year-old girl in today's time, right? That's perfect setting. I mean, what 15-year-old girl's not – I mean, unless you're like really – I mean, unless you really, really, well, like brainwashed your daughter into like marching to your tune, which you don't want to do. You want them to be free and independent, but, you know, you got to be careful in today's world. But, yeah, so you know, now this 15-year-old girl's like, hey, man, I got it good here. Mommy and daddy, you know, hey, I'm sorry for you, but I'm going to hang out here for a while, you know. And I'm sure they're feeding her full of crap in her head too, you know.
Oh, they are. She don't even want to come home now. The last visitation I had with her, she told me she hated me and that her new family's giving her everything she wants. So she wants to stay with them.
Lord.
So they're telling me that I have to give my rights up. When they took my boys just Monday.
No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't have to give your rights up. No, you don't. Remember that. You don't have to give your rights up. Don't ever do that. Don't. Okay? Do whatever they threaten you or whatever. You already fought once, so you might as well keep fighting. All right? Okay? So you obviously got courage, you know, to stand up to these people. You don't ever give up your rights. Never. Whatever they tell you.
Oh, no, and I stand my ground all the time. The court-appointed attorney I got right now, she keeps chewing my butt because I keep standing my ground. I keep telling these people off. They actually called me yesterday after they'd taken my boys Monday. They called me yesterday and told me that they couldn't provide what my boys needed while they were in their care, that I had to provide everything for them, clothing, everything for them. And I had an argument with her, and I told her I wasn't going to do that. And so she went back and told me that she was going to go tell them that I wasn't cooperating. And I was like, but they're
in your
care.
Hang on. All right. So how many boys? So you got two boys. So they took the older sister, right? The daughter. She's older, right? And then you have two younger boys?
I have three boys. My oldest one's 18. He actually aged out of the system, so they can't do anything to him.
Okay.
So, and my two younger ones, 13 and 15.
Okay.
14, 13
Why
and 14,
boys, okay. Are the boys living together? Why? So did they separate? Did they separate all the brothers and sisters? Are they all living in separated?
So they have my two boys in a home from what I know. I'm not 100% sure because they won't tell me anything, but my daughter I know for sure is living in a town a couple hours away.
Wow.
So she's been there a while, yeah.
So this is painful for you, obviously. I mean, you know, they're your children.
It really,
and they're not with you.
Exactly. It tears me up every day, you know, that I don't have them because, like I said, they were taken April 3rd, then they were given back to me April 21st under a monitored return, and then they took them back whenever I got arrested for trying to protect my husband and kids from the state police, and so they came back and took my kids again, saying that I wasn't supposed to have them around my husband, that they weren't supposed to be in contact with them, and I told them they didn't have contact with them, they didn't know he was there, and they still didn't believe me. And
well, wait a second. Why can't they have contact? So is this? So your husband, is that their father, their natural father, or is that their stepfather?
So my youngest one, that's his natural father, but he raised my other three children since they were very, very tiny. He's been in their life since day one, pretty much.
Okay. But why did he get in trouble with the state police? What happened? He get pulled over and have a confrontation, or what happened there, if you don't mind me asking?
No, my crazy sister calls the police every week because she found out that my husband had warrants because apparently they indicted him with no evidence. They admit they have no evidence. That's the sad part. So apparently he had warrants that we didn't know about. And so she knew. And so she was calling every day. Well, he wasn't staying here at first. And then he came over that morning and my sister, I guess, saw him. And so she was on the phone with the police and they sent the state police. And that's when they barged in my front door with nothing. So, Lord.
So, all right. I can see how this happens. I mean, it's like, for instance, if I'm, you know, you get pulled over, you don't pay a ticket, you got a warrant out for your arrest or something like that. So they play these little games, you know. I mean, so I get that. But what does that have to do with the children's care? You know, it has nothing to do with the children's care. I mean, unless was arrested for like sexual rape or I mean, like rape. He was raping women in the neighborhood or something like that. You know, I just don't understand why that would have anything to do with anything. You know.
Exactly. And they even said the last hearing that I had that they didn't see no concerns for my boys at all. Everything was just about my daughter. And nothing, they only took my boys because the investigator threw a temper tantrum because I told her no, she wasn't taking my daughter. So my boys were like collateral damage. They took my boys to control me. And they admitted in court in front of the judge that they had no concerns over my boys. So, I mean, they had
I
no reason to take my
me.
Boys.
Yeah, I understand fully how the system works, and I can see how things can snowball into one big mess. And then before you know it, you're sitting in one big puddle of shit, you know, and you can't get out, you know, and you're just like, you're swimming upstream, you know, and you get pushed back to the bottom. I get that. I can fully respect that and understand that, you know, but first of all, it should have never started out this the way it did from the get-go, you know.
Exactly.
And now, yeah. So before I get back to Sarah here in Minnesota, and you're fed up, you're sick and tired of it. I mean, so what are you doing about it right now? What are you doing about it?
Well, I'm like I said, my public defender is not helping me as much as she should, so I'm trying to find ways of fighting it myself. Earlier today, I actually wrote on my car in a way of protest, as you know, shut down CPS corruption and you know, family court corruption. I've been talking to other families that are going through the same thing, you know, trying to you know, go and figure out how to go about doing this on my own because the government, like you said earlier, the government's not going to help me, and I don't really need them. I just need to figure out how to do it myself. So.
That's right. Well, that's the problem, is we're not taught when we're from when we're younger. And Sarah on the line here, she's a part of the Patriot Movement and understands the Patriot Movement. Sarah, what can you say about this? And then we'll get to your situation. Hopefully you got that phone number for me, and we'll see what happens there. But, Sarah, what do you think? If you're still there. Sarah, you still there? Well, she was there. I see her. I see you on the phone line. I don't know where you went. There she is. All right. Oh, okay. I got you now. All right. Too many callers on the line. There you go, Sarah. I think I'm connecting you now. You there?
All right.
Go ahead.
Yep, I'm here. I'm listening. I sent you that thing in your, I think your messenger, actually. But
okay.
My lady, I feel for you. I don't know what it's like because I haven't experienced it, but my heart goes out to you. And I know that it's a lot worse for you because, oh, just so icky.
What can she do? What can she do down there in Texas? I mean, what can she do? Is there anybody she can get in contact? Do you know of any groups down there? I want to get her in touch with the Republic, actually. I don't know if they got anybody down there in Texas. Do something, you want to handle it lawfully the best way possible. We don't advocate violence, of course. Where are we going to go here with this?
Right. Doing it on your own, you have to learn to stand in your authority, and that's not all that easy. Joe can tell you that. It's not easy. It's not. There's a lot of learning that comes with it. A lot of educating yourself. I'll tell you now. You could start with Bill. It's called Bill Thornton. It's called Nitty Gritty Law School. He does videos on YouTube that have good information in it. If you're doing it yourself, but keep fighting. Just keep fighting. It's horrible. It's beyond horrible. It's so wrong. It's so wrong.
It is. It really is. The kidnapping of children. I mean, the kidnapping of children is what really, I mean, they kidnapped her children. Why can't she, I don't want to throw legal advice out there. Maybe I'll do it privately, but why can't she go after these people for, like, kidnapping? They kidnapped her children. I understand we're under the codified laws, but,
They're doing her harm. It's supposed to be one law in this on this land, do no harm, and they are doing her harm. They're doing her children harm. But how do you go about that? I don't know. I'm still learning myself. But
how do we go about that? That's a good question, because we want to talk about the du jour, the Republic. Is the governor out there? Is he out there? Did he call in tonight? I don't know. I don't see his number. Press the number one, Governor Jim. If you're out there, Jim, someplace in the call, press the number one. I'm going to connect you. Oh, there he goes. Yep, he is here. Great. I'm going to connect Mr. Carpenter. He's the governor of the free state of Colorado, longtime member of the Patriot community, done many, many wonderful things, beautiful things. This guy's got a lot of information probably to share tonight, so I'm going to give him the floor. And, Governor, he's from Colorado right now. He's calling from, so, Governor, go ahead. You're on. Go ahead. Thanks, Governor, for coming on. I appreciate your time tonight.
Thank you, Joe. I've been listening since the call began, Joe. I wanted to hear what the people had to say. What they're saying is that, as our forefathers warned us, a democracy, a two-party system, isn't long for this world because it will self-devour itself. And so, as you look around, as you hear the stories that are shared tonight, that's because we're under corporate law, codes, and statutes, not under constitutional law the way we like to see the Constitution. And that Constitution is available for all of us through the Republic. And what we've failed to do as a society is to choose which jurisdiction we choose to live under. And it's just so simple. If we got 30,000 people in every state supporting the Republic, we would have representation, and we would have the ability to come out from underneath the codes and statutes that are imposed upon us by stealing our kids, monetizing our birth certificates.
Stealing our property, our vehicles. Yeah, stealing our property, our vehicles.
So, so we can, you know, all of these are all symptoms of the same problem. And the problem is that if you want to get rid of all these symptoms, and I can appreciate the child custody situation, I can appreciate the frustration with the injustices in the legal system, but they're made that way to control us. And the only out we have is the republic. And that's what our election
and, but
today
what, now, hang on, Governor,
because
I got
about.
Some emails here, because I got people listening. Governor, let me just interject with all due respect. Now, we've got some emails, and they're already said before you even said that. They must have heard you before. Why is the republic the only way how we can handle this, the only peaceful, lawful way? Why is that?
Well, because that was the very first treaty that our country made called the Jay Treaty, and they guaranteed us a republic in perpetuity. That means forever and ever and ever. Now, that's in law. That law system is standing. That's what we like about our law system is our Bill of Rights, the protections against government intrusion in our life. So either you want the republic or you want two wolves and a sheep, democracy, voting who's for dinner, or you want communism, socialism, Marxism, whatever ism you want to call it. But it's not about the people. It's all about the people at the top. So you got three choices. The one we're living in now, the second choice, is droid itself. So when we come out of the end of this, about the first of the year, you're going to have the republic with all we love about our Constitution, or you're going to have Marxism or socialism or communism or Bernie Sandersism or Maxine Watersism or Joe Bidenism or whatever you want to call it. But that's just the facts. Just, you know, let's just get down to the nut cutting. And the nut cutting is just like I stated it. This system isn't going to survive much longer. It's going to go one way. It's going to go the other. What's your situation? You get to choose what jurisdiction you want. You want to live in a police state, then you're welcome to it. You want to live in a republic, you're welcome to it. But there's not any middle ground, folks. You can argue with me all you want. Prove to me I'm wrong. I'm here. I'll yield.
Thank you, Governor. I appreciate that. I've had some conversations here, not to take away from the caller from Texas here, because I want to address her case, and then I maybe here before the end of this show here tonight, I want to call this place there that confiscated her vehicle, just maybe ask them some questions. Believe me, I know how to do that. I've done it many, many times. I'll get them on the spot here. But maybe get her vehicle maybe released to her. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. I can't promise anything. But I've had discussions. What's the difference between the republic and the sovereign movement? What's the difference between the sovereign people out there who say, "Hey, I'm sovereign. I'm part of this. You don't have any constitution anymore. It's gone. It's vanished. It's gone." But yet we have the. You know, what's the difference between the republic and the sovereign?
Well, our forefathers went through that, Joe. See, that's the problem is that people, and I'm not picking on anybody, but we perish for lack of knowledge. See, when our forefathers came over and they settled the colonies, they were a bunch of different denominational churches, if you will. But they all came to realize that they were stronger together than they were separate. And they all believed in the same God, they just worshiped in a little different form. And so they realized that if they wanted to come together, it's kind of like a marriage, you give up a little bit of your sovereignty when you get married, if it's a good marriage, because it can't be all about me, you know. And really, a good marriage is if you can give more than you take, and it's reciprocated that way, then you got an abundant marriage. The problem is, like our democracy today, when you want to take more than you give, now you run into problems. And so our forefathers realized that if they wanted to come together, that they're going to have to give up a little bit of their kingdom sovereignty as kings and queens on the land.
True.
That notion came from the Bible. We're the sovereigns of the Almighty Sovereign. So you can go out there and do it yourself. Good luck with that one, because it's pretty hard to survive by yourself. I don't care whether you're Jeremiah Johnson or Rambo or whoever. It's pretty tough to be out there all by yourself. You need the cooperation of society. And so what our forefathers did is they formed a Bill of Rights and a Constitution that protected everybody's rights and kept their individual sovereignty in place,
right,
based on their moral compass. If you don't have that moral compass, then you can't operate in that arena, because you're going to continually find yourself going afoul of the system. So it's essential that you have the same moral compass and agree to hold yourself above reproach. And when you don't, now you got problems. And you think you got problems in the police state when you fail that test? It's even more severe in the Republic. If you harm somebody, if you harm your property, the little petty stuff, you know, that's not a big deal. But when it comes down to the big stuff, the punishment's quick and swift. That's what you call common law. That's the way things used to be, and that's the way things are probably going to go back to, because Trump's appointed almost 300 common law lawyers. He told you 3.5 years ago, I'm here to give the government back to the people. He's doing just what he told you he's going to do. So your choice is coming, folks. You might have 120 days left. You ought to figure it out now before you get held to the fire and say, now you have to make your choice. What do you want? You want to be a slave to the deep state, or you want to shoulder your own liberty?
And how is that, real quick, Governor? Let me jump in. Yeah, let me jump in that real quick. The deep state and this how the CPS story, where the CPS's goal and this of kidnapping of children. I mean, are these people going to be dealt with eventually? I mean, what's going on with that? I mean, because we talked about the indictments, we talked about all that stuff. I know some people that have no clue what we're talking about right now, but we addressed that. What's the word on that? Can you give me any information on my podcast here tonight? What's going on?
Yeah, if you talk to the people like Gator on our For the People Radio 101.com show, he's up in New York. The entertainment community, which is big into alternative lifestyles and things like that, they're being drained. Hollywood's being drained. Tom Hanks, yeah, he's not with us anymore from what I hear from Gitmo. And these people are all going down because they've been the ones that have been preying on our kids. And it's all a system. It's a racket. When you give birth to that kid, the first thing they want is that birth certificate, because that's money in their pocket, about $10,000, $10 million. And they send it out and they sell it, just like an actuarial on your insurance policy. That's what gives them the right to come take their child that you gave birth to. See, it's just a corruption.
How do they get back, Governor? Governor, I know you're not a lawyer, but Governor, with the Republic, as a governor with the Republic, how do we get it? How do we join the Republic? Just say we declare our citizenship with the Republic. We get our 30,000 people. We try to get our 30,000 people in each state. I mean, but meanwhile, we're fighting cases against CPS, like this woman out there in Texas that's on the podcast here right now, or like Sarah that just got her car confiscated here. She's a part of the Patriot Movement. She does a lot actually, and she's starting to learn, and you know, and she's fighting the banks and everything. I'm not going to get into her case individually here, but she's standing up against the banks for her home and stuff. I mean, they're fighting. But what do they do? What do these people do? Can you give any advice
to
these people out here?
They're caught up in the system, Joe. As much as I feel sorry for them and I can empathize with them, because I've been in the system years ago, and I just found out it's easier not to be in the system. You know, don't get foul with them. Don't get crosswise. Don't get caught up. just be the gray man and go about my stuff and stay out of the system and don't stick your head up or they'll come get you. But these people that are caught up in the system, I don't know, Joe. It's a meat grinder. And the best thing I can tell them to do is to weather the storm. If they can make it the next 120 days or so, things are going to turn around. We're going to see new systems and new laws and a new way of approaching things. But until then, until that happens, this is your world. You know, I can't tell you how to go in there and successfully combat it because it's rigged against you by better minds than ours.
That's what I was just going to say. Yeah, that's what I was just going to say, actually. You can try to use their own system against them, use their own felonious codified statutes against them because they double-talk themselves. You can actually do that, but it takes a lot of studying and it takes a lot of time. And it's very difficult, you know, but you can do it. You can do it, you know.
One misstep and you pay dearly, you know. It's not a it's not a game for beginners. And the people that I've known that have won constantly with that system, like you're talking, Joe, they're dead. They came to assassinate.
Oh, I know. They were friends of mine in the Republic, actually, and we've talked about that. Oh, yeah. They end up dead or they end – and I've done that on Sarah's Zoom, actually – where I've debated, yeah, look, you know, that's great. You could do all that, you know, but you're going to end up this way, that way. You know, and it's a big joke and everything, but you're absolutely right. If you turn the page the wrong way and you make a mistake, you're in trouble. These people play for keeps, you know, and the cavalry's not coming down from the mountains to rescue you. But the best thing you can do is get to have a lot of friends, get a movement going, get, you know, and get something going like I do with this podcast show or like Sarah does or like the female's doing down there in Texas. It sounds like she's trying to rally people together, and she will become a magnet. But I'm going to tell you something right now is you're going to be a sacrificial lamb. Yeah, you know, if you want to rally people and you want to start something, you're going to be that sacrificial lamb. They're going to take you out. If you're lucky enough to survive long enough to get something very large, you know, I'm not trying to be a downer here. I'm just saying if you get something large enough to make a note, something where that stands out, that's the only chance you have, actually, excuse me, to surviving. You need to stand out and make sure that if they do take you out, everyone knows about it because then they're in trouble. You see, their own game eats them up. You know, it's like it's a miracle round. It's a round. It's round and round and round. And it's a. What's Einstein say? What was it? The definition of insanity. You know, you keep doing the same thing over and over. You know, and that's what this system is that we're living in. It keeps doing the same thing over and over, and it's destroying itself. Like the governor just said, it eats itself. You know, the machine. The machine just keeps eating itself. And you know, so you got to be careful. That's all he's saying. You know, but governor.
What you just described is a perfect definition of a martyr. You know,
that's
there's
me.
A lot of martyrs out there. There's a lot of martyrs that's gone before me too, you know. And there's a lot of martyrs out there that are trying to point out the inadequacies of our system. You know, I just take a deep breath, folks. Do we not already know, thinking Americans has got a head on their shoulders and the ability to process thought? Who doesn't know we got a problem? And who doesn't know how deep the problem goes? So, you know, being a martyr to illustrate a problem that everybody already knows exists, I mean, is that insanity, Joe? It takes a leader
I would say so.
To give a different direction, to point out a solution, okay? I'm going to spend my time pointing out a solution than being a martyr for stuff that people already well know about.
Governor, tell them about the Republic. Tell them about the Republic real quick, and then I'll go back to Texas. And then, Sarah, anyone else who wants to jump in here, the phone number is 657-383-0616. If you're fed up and you're tired of the system itself and the corporation and the United States and you can't find any answers, you just feel like you're being swallowed up into this rabbit hole, this is your podcast to come out and speak about your problem or put something out there, maybe release a little bit of pressure off yourself and tell your story. And we've got the governor, Mr. Carpenter from the Free State of Colorado on here, and he's telling us about the Republic, and this is the only solution. And we've already addressed that for you that missed it. This is the only solution, the only peaceful, lawful solution. Tell him, Governor.
Well, first off, you need to know your history, and you can do that by buying two books, Volume 1 and Volume 2 of Re-Inhabited. That's $49 shipped to your doorstep. That's reinhabited.com. And you need to know your truthful history. Once you know the truthful history, now we can have an intelligent conversation because we're all on the same page. And I don't like going out and doing what ifs. I'm going to go down this rabbit hole. I want some concrete footing. I need to know what the facts are because otherwise we're just beating our head against the wall. So that's a good place to start. Website is republicfortheunitedstatesofamerica.org. And you can go in there. The documents that's been filed with the world and the world court at The Hague, it's all right there. You can read it. It's 147 pages, I think. It's a long document. But it not only tells the world that we intend to take our country back, but we also put claims of interest in there so that when this corporation goes bankrupt, that we have control of the assets because there are assets. They're not China's. They're not Russia's. They're not Hillary Clinton's. They're not Donald Trump's. There are assets. And so it's all about the people and putting the ship upright. And you're either part of the solution or part of the problem. And like I say, right now you got a choice. Real soon you're not going to have much of a choice. It's going to be give your answer now. Those to the right go that way. Those to the left get on that bus. And this is the way it's going to happen. And we're there. It's been a long haul, Joe, but we're finally getting to the end.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. It has been a long ride. The Republic, and this, you know, and then for those of you that don't understand, I was a part of the Republic from the beginning. I can go back to when the first idea came out. I can go back to Ruby Ridge and the Weaver story, and then Waco right after that. And then when we all met in Colorado, I was there. All the militia groups from around the country, the Patriot Movement, and a lot of other groups, actually, we were there, and we fanned out across the country. Some of us died with, you know, and some of us faded away, and others went other ways. They went into their, you know, racist groups and whatnot. So the thing of it is that the Republic, who's that in the background?
Government of the United States.
What's that?
I'm sorry?
I didn't hear. Here, somebody talking in the background? Did I connect somebody by accident? I don't know. Sarah, are you still there?
I'm still here.
I don't know, maybe. Okay, you're still here. Okay. Texas, yes. you're still here. Texas, her kids were kidnapped by CPS. She told her story here tonight, so if you missed it, go back and listen to it. She told it very clearly, and she stood up against the police, and they, you know, basically slammed her, kidnapped her too. I think they strapped her down to a chair, made her sit there for four and a half hours, and that's what they do, you know. Because really, are we mad at the police for doing what they do? Yes and no. I mean, they don't know what they do. They perish for the lack of knowledge. They don't know. They think they're doing the right thing. They're wearing their uniform. They got a career. They're promised medical benefits. They got a big pension, you know, and they drive around in brand new cars. And you know, look, they're told to do this, and they think they're doing the right thing, you know. So. You know, it's more than that. There's a bigger picture out here. Be above that. Be above those people. Be smarter than them and react differently to certain situations. Do I say that this woman should not have fought? No. It was her kids being taken. Fight, blood, sweat, and tears. You know, I mean, I would do the same thing. You know, but because I'm a man, I probably would have been shot or beaten down so bad I'd still be in a coma. You know, so luckily she's a female, and they probably gave her a little bit of mercy and just strapped her to a chair. But her kids have still been kidnapped, and if there's anybody out there that wants to add to the story here tonight, press number 1. I'll get you on, 657-383-0616. I have Mr. Carpenter on here from the Republic, Free State of Colorado, Mr. Jim Carpenter, and Sarah from Minnesota, whose vehicle was confiscated, actually. So that's very interesting. 843, I'm going to bring on 843 here. And we'll move along with the podcast here. Like I said, anyone's free to jump in. Just try to keep it quick and brief the best you can because I have my three main players here for the podcast. So, 843, go ahead.
You got three main players. Well, okay. This might be off topic, but I tried to do something with my wife last night, and
Yeah, okay, yeah, you did. Okay, there you go. We'll get you off the air right there. You tried to do something with your wife. Okay, good. Whatever. You waste time, wasting my time. All right, you know, we're trying to talk about something here. We're trying to talk about the Republic, and, you know, if you want to go along with what the governor was talking about, what side you want to choose, you know, you're gonna. It's a time for choosing, folks. You know, 120 days. What's the governor talking about? You know, and all this hating Donald Trump out there. Donald Trump is the only answer, you know, right now for us. Whether you love him or hate him, I'm going to tell you right now, sometimes I hate him, sometimes I love him. But you know what? I can say that about the governor that's on my podcast right now. Sometimes I love him, sometimes I hate him. I disagree with him, you know, sometimes about with Sarah that I talk to here regularly. You know, it doesn't matter. The point of it is what's right in the end for us as a people. You know, what's the common goal here? You know, we all got to think about that. What's the common goal? You know, freedom. Freedom. You know, we all want individual liberty and freedom. And you'll have it. You'll have it if you make the right choice. That's the key here. Sarah, you want to say something? I think you were trying to cut in there.
I wanted to get the governor to repeat that website. If you would, please. Hello?
Yeah,
governor,
that's,
can you repeat the website for the Republic, please?
Republic for the United States of America. .org.
.org. Okay, thank you. I had .com. That's where it was coming up.
They also do a radio program. Can you give that out, Governor, real quick? They do a radio program that you can listen to, and with Gene Hertler and everybody. And I think Kelby Smith is on there now because President Geiger, he's got the. How's he doing with that coronavirus?
He's over it. He's having a little repercussions from, you know, coming back on it from time to time. But basically, he's doing pretty good. Thanks for asking. Yeah, and Kelby's been on a couple of times. It's always good to have Kelby back. He was one of the early guys back when we got started, I guess, over 10 years ago. But what was the question, Joe?
Well, just tell them about the radio program, where they can find the radio program with Gator and everything. And this way here, they maybe if they have time, they can listen or go back and download it or go back in the archives.
Yeah, for the people, radio101.com. F-O-R, for the people, radio101.com.
Very good, very good. That's great. That's good stuff. All right, what I want to do now is I want to call this towing company real quick, and then we'll touch up here at the end here. I'll do a round on the board, and then I'll let everybody do closing arguments. But I want to call this towing company. I want to see what justification they have for doing what they do. We're going to listen to a people now that are told what to do, and they're doing it for the love of money. And so they're taking people's property, and they feel good about it. So I'm going to call them. Hopefully I'll get somebody here, and we'll see what happens. And I'm going to question them about confiscating my vehicle, even though my
vehicle. Hello, and thank you for calling Virgil's Auto Clinic. Press 1 for towing, 2 for service, or 3 for our accounting office. Thank you, and have a great day.
They should connect me, hopefully.
Nothing has been selected.
Hello, and thank you for calling Virgil's Auto Clinic.
Usually after 2
Press
times.
1 for towing, 2 for service, or 3 for our accounting office. Thank you, and have a great day.
All right, we'll see if they connect me. If not, I'll have to hang up because they. I don't
Nothing has been selected.
Yep.
Hello, and
all
thank
right.
you for calling Virgil's Auto Clinic.
Sorry,
Press
Sarah,
one for
I can't get them.
2 for service.
I can't get them. Okay. I can't get the. It doesn't give me an option to press 1, 2, or 3. I have to. I can only dial 0, actually. So, man, I wanted to get them on here. That would have been great. I would have got you your truck back. I'm telling you right now. or car back. Whatever. I would have. I swear, I would have. I would have got it back. I would have guilted them into getting it, giving you. You would have been able to go pick it up. I swear to you, I would have been able to do it. I feel the Lord would. Have, the Lord is blessing me here tonight with that gift. I'm telling you, I would have been able to do it. Maybe we'll have to go on Zoom. What do you think? We'll go on Zoom after the podcast. Maybe you can get me on there. What do you think?
That works. We'll go to Zoom.
All right. All right, very good. All right. All right, we got I don't want to do the whole full platform here tonight because it's late, and this was a last-minute podcast. So what I want to do is give everyone a few minutes here to wrap up what they want to talk about and maybe recap their stories because I got a bunch of new callers on the phone line. I don't want to take some of them because this is live radio. You never know what you're going to get. So my friend there in Texas, I'm going to give you a few minutes. Go ahead. If you're, the floor is yours. Go ahead.
Really, I just, you know, wanted to say that, you know, with dealing with, you know, CPS is really rough, especially, you know, with the fact that they come in and step on your constitutional rights. They take away your parental rights. They take away your children, cause them a lot of emotional damage. They damage them more than anybody, I think. And I just, I want to be able to, you know, defend myself and, you know, take care of myself and take care of my family. And I want the Constitution to be followed. I want, you know, my rights as a United States citizen. You know, I'd love to go back and learn more about the Republic and kind of educate myself more. I think education is very important when it comes to that stuff, so that you don't have to be in these situations, so that if you do get in those situations, you can help yourself get out of it.
I'll be in touch with you. I'll be in touch with you, and I'll probably try to look for some people down there in Texas to connect with you. I know many people, and you know, some of them, you know, will come through. Some don't. But what I'll do is I'll try to help you out as much as I can to get you in the right direction. I'm fighting my own fight right now. Trust me, they're coming after me hard. But the governor gave me some knowledge here tonight by what he said. I'm not going to say what it was. But, see, I'm old school. I'm very well-versed in what's going on. But it's just that I lost my way, kind of. You know, when you start doing something else and you forget about what's important and you start living your life and you just, you know, you kind of, like, lose track of what all these little codes and statutes and what's really lawful and whatnot. Believe me, if they would have hit me 12 years ago, you would have seen me on the freaking 6 o'clock news. You know, I mean, you know, so it would be a different story. It's just that. You know, sometimes things happen. That's just the way it is. But what town are you calling from in Texas?
Abilene.
Abilene, Texas. That's great. All right. Well, I'll be in touch with you on social media, and I'll definitely try to help you out the best I can. Sarah, you want to say something real quick?
I want to say that, yeah, the governor was right about the education, and it is a lot of work. It's time-consuming. It becomes your only thing in life, well, at least for me, and it's a lot of work. But I don't know. I guess the way I look at it is I've learned, and I keep learning.
Sorry, Sarah, go ahead.
I said I can't unlearn what I've learned, and I don't know enough to stop learning yet. So it is about learning and learning the truth and the right stuff, and, yeah. So good luck to everybody. Good luck to myself. That's all I have to say. Thank you, Dan.
I'll help you out, Sarah. I'll help you out tonight. I'll do the best I can for you. Trust me. I'll get on them. I will get on them. But I did get a request for another number, so I got scolded there in the chat room. I'm sorry. My fans in the chat room there. I don't know. What is this number here now? What's it got to do with this? I hope it's on topic here. So let me see here. All right. All right. Let's do this. Go ahead. I got this. Was somebody requested this in the chat room? I think it has to do with something with the Federal Reserve. All right, they don't pick up on the next ring. I'm going to hang up. I did what I promised you, so I called it. All right. Nobody's picking up. Cancel it. All right. Hey, I called it. All right. You said you had something there for me. That was the number I called. I promised that was the right number. 814. I did call it. All right, Governor, before I get to you, I got one other caller here that's waiting. I'll try it. 978. Go ahead. Welcome to the show. Go ahead.
Hi there. This is Frank from Virgil's Auto Clinic.
Yeah, okay. All right, yeah, Frank. All right, go ahead, Governor. Wrap it up for us, brother.
Well, thank you, Joe. I just hope that everybody takes a moment to take a deep breath, look around them, and realize that there is a peaceful solution available to us, and that's the only peaceful solution. We all taught about our constitutional rights, that we're sovereigns, that we have to be respected, but we're seeing the reality play out in front of us, where the corrupt legal system and the corrupt money people are trying their best to overthrow this republic for the United States, for our America as we've come to love it, with all its faults. But there is a solution, and it all rests on the individual. It's your choice. Thanks for your time, Joe.
Thank you very much, Governor. I appreciate it. And, Governor, before you go on me, just real quick here, a question. Again, back to that sovereign thing, because that's very important, because we have this movement across the country where we have this sovereign, and we don't want people to get the wrong idea about the republic. It's they're not a part of the sovereign movement. But these sovereigns out there that say, you know, it's all boils down to 1933 and H.R. 192 and this and that, do you have any opinion on that real quick?
Well, it's not brain surgeon. You're a sovereign that you don't answer to anyone but your God. That means that you don't recognize the organic constitution, nor do you have the benefit of the Bill of Rights as part of that constitution. So you're out there on your own. That's where you like to be. Good luck with that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've had that discussion, actually, and I'm not trying to criticize anybody, but, you know, they're saying when you go into court, you say, you know, I am sovereign and this and that. And, you know, and I joked around a little bit. I said, yeah, I'll get 9 sheriffs that'll slam me down to the ground, electrocute me and drag me off to a jail cell. Yeah, but, yeah, am I free? Am I free in my mind? Yeah. But my body and my ass is in a jail cell, you know. So, you know, you got to think about it. You know, that's not going to work, man, you know. So, anyway. It was a great podcast. I want to thank Texas for calling in. That was great, great story. I mean, very well spoken. I want to have you back on the podcast in the future. Thank you for coming on. Sarah, thank you as always. And, of course, the governor, my good friend, my brother in the Republic. Can't wait to get out to Colorado and meet you and, you know, come out there. And maybe when Mr. Turner gets out, huh? Hopefully we'll be around that long. You know, we'll see what happens. But we'll just see what happens, you know. Hey, 120 days, man, we got something big going on. So you're going to have a decision to make, America. It's your choice, and the governor's giving you some advice right there, so you better pay attention and listen to what he's saying. Everybody, God bless you. Take care. God bless the Republic. Amen. Take care.